The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Last night, when I was actually out doing a KSL remote, I got a text message from KSL, and it made me very sad, but it also reminded me of just a great and good man. I got the word that our former governor, Norm Bangeter, had passed away. And I was so pleased this morning when I heard that the governor's office would be joining us today. Governor Gary Herbert would be on the line to remember Norm Bangeter. And Governor, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Doug, for having me on, and thanks for taking time to remember one of the great leaders in Utah's history, Governor Norm Bangeter. And he led in so many different capacities, not just as governor, but as a member of the legislature, as the Speaker of the House, his business acumen, his success in construction and home building that continues on with his family members. I mean, he just was a leader in every sense of the word.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, Governor, it's interesting. We look back on the recession, and boy, your time at the helm has not been easy. We have other governors who have had some very tough times. I think sometimes people forget that period of time from 1985 for the next 8 years when Governor Bangeter was at the helm. That was tough. He inherited the aftermath of the Wilburg mine disaster, the flooding issues that he had to deal with, the economic downturn, which was very severe in the state of Utah in the mid-1980s, the failure of the savings and loans and some of the thrift. Boy, Governor Bangeter did not have an easy row to hoe.
He didn't. In fact, he and I have commiserated about we both came in at kind of difficult times in our state's history because of the economy. Norm did a great job in doing what needed to be done and facing some very difficult issues. And doing it, you know, kind of a no-nonsense, you know, style. He was not into being kind of evasive in what he was trying to do. He's a very straightforward man. And what I liked about him, and I've talked with him about this on many occasions, is he never blamed anybody else for the problems he inherited. That's a little unusual in politics. We see it happening, you know, at many different levels of politics, certainly on the national level, where the current administration blames all the woes that they have in the country on the previous administration. And it would have been easy for Norm to blame everything on Governor Matheson. And while I've inherited all his problems and this is all somebody else's fault, but he never did that. Not one time. You can't find any indication where he ever said this is somebody else's fault. He just said, you know, I'm the governor. We have some challenges. We're going to work together to fix them. And he went about his work in a very, you know, blue-collar fashion and getting things done.
Well, he did roll up his sleeves. Yeah, I couldn't agree more on that, too. And I remember during that economic downturn when there was at one point a very, very low point, almost an effective out-migration of Utah, which is so dramatically different than what we talk about today, even in the tough times we've had. I remember Governor Bangeter and others going on these trade missions, and going over to Japan was very much in vogue at the time to encourage investment of Japanese dollars here. Boy, he was not above and beyond being out there on the front lines.
No, he actually was enjoyed mixing it up and being out there with the people. He was a common man. He appreciated the fact he came from kind of a construction background and kind of a blue-collar work ethic, which was really very helpful to him as a governor. I mean, I think that was the secret of his success. People could relate with him, and they liked his straightforward manner. They liked the fact that he would roll up his sleeves and get to work just like anybody else. He was not a prima donna. He was not just a, you know, a show horse. He was a workhorse. And he proved it in every aspect of his leadership, and I think just did some remarkably good things. And frankly, for me, not only was he a friend, but he was a very good role model and a mentor to me. He used to call me all the time. When I was lieutenant governor, he'd call me all the time. And I've had a great relationship with him, and just have a great appreciation for his talent, his qualities, and his desire to just do the right thing for the right reasons and forget what the political consequences would be in making some tough decisions. And that's really an admirable trait, which we don't see enough of in politics.
He truly was amazing, and I even got a couple of phone calls from Governor Bangeter. And one time I looked at my phone, and I didn't recognize the number, and I was actually out doing a KSL remote, and I answered it, and I said, hello, this is Doug Wright. And he goes, Doug, this is Norm Bangeter. And then, you know, and we had talked about something the legislature had been doing that day, and he said, Doug, I think you're a little hard on that. You know, and we just had a great conversation, and I said, well, you know, in some ways, Governor, they kind of deserved it. And he goes, well, yeah. And we just a great, candid, down-to-earth, never intimidating conversation.
No, he was never afraid to share his opinions. And I know when he would call me, and he's continued to call me, and usually it was about some observation he'd made, and he said, well, if you consider this, Gary, or I'm not sure this is the right path to go down, or I don't understand why the legislature is doing this. He always had some very insightful comments and some questions, and, you know, he wasn't above saying, hey, I think you guys are getting this wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and and tell me why. He was really disappointed in the Jordan School District split and what had taken place there, and felt like that was not fair, and our desire to equalize education opportunity was a big issue for him that he thought we needed to address in a more comprehensive fashion. And he would talk to me about that. He was just at the mansion, you know, speaking this past Thursday at the what we call the Honorary Colonels. It's a group of people that support our Highway Patrol, our public safety folks, and we have representatives from all 29 counties. And Governor Bangeter was the keynote speaker. Gave a wonderful presentation. You know, it was full of vim and vigor, and really had insights about his own 8 years as governor, and he talked about the things he thought we needed to address going forward, and we just had a delightful evening listening to the master talk to us and tell us some of the stories of his own administration and some of the challenges he thought we faced going forward. But that's why it's such a shock to me, because he was so just on point. His mind was working just really good. I mean, his physical well-being seemed to be good. I know he'd had some surgery, I think a knee replacement or something that worked on his legs, but he was just in top form. And I remember as we finished the evening, I says, Norm, it's just great to hear from you again. He'd been up here to the Capitol here a couple of weeks ago, and we hung out for a bit together on some different issues. And I said, you know, I enjoy you calling me. And I said, I sometimes call and complain. He said, I said, you know what? That's okay. I enjoy hearing your perspective as somebody who's been in the arena and understands the challenge that I'm going through as governor, and also now is on the outside kind of observing from a little different perspective. And I said, I really appreciate that. Please never hesitate to call me, even if you've got some criticism or some suggestions to make. I welcome the call.
Yeah.
And he said, "Okay, I'll keep doing that, Gary." So I was looking forward to his calls, and so when I got a call yesterday morning that he'd had the stroke, it was really a shock to me, and just a sad day for me and for his family and for our state.
Well, we are the richer at every level for having had Norm Bangeter in so many different capacities. And, Governor, I can't thank you enough. I know you've got to run to another appointment, but to take the time this morning to join me to talk about Norm Bangeter, I greatly appreciate.
Well, thank you very much. Let me just conclude by saying this, because we've had great leaders. You know, we're blessed with good governors, good legislators, good local government people, good public. Our people are the best. Good principles, good values, working together in ways that are just uncommon in America today. One of the reasons why we're so successful. I'm here to tell you, we're a better state because Governor Bangeter took 8 years to be our governor and a number of years before that to serve in the legislature. And we are benefiting even today from the great leadership of Norm Bangeter.